Seven Australians are now confirmed to be in Israeli detention, taken by force from international waters, while participating in humanitarian flotilla bound for Gaza. The Global Sumud Flotilla, a civilian convoy carrying food, water and medical aid, was attempting to break the siege on Gaza when it was intercepted on October 2nd, some 70 kilometres off the coast. Now, the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has confirmed that those detained have been tortured, including Surya McGowan, a humanitarian worker from New South Wales. I spoke with Jessica Mamone, a friend of Surya and a part of his support team.
During his illegal detainment, has been reported by DFAT to have been subjected to being slapped. His head has been slammed to the concrete ground. His arm has been dislocated. He's been subjected to threats of sexual abuse. His passport has been torn up in front of him. He's been isolated for lengths of time and then caged with 80 others at lengths of time. Ben Gvir yelled abuse at the detainees, calling them terrorists. He has likewise been subjected to sleep deprivation techniques. They've been woken repeatedly with guns in their faces and had dogs set on them. Numerous instances of physical intimidation. The water that they have been provided them has been undrinkable. It is tastes foul with a strong chemical taste. They're concerned that it has been drugged and or tampered with in some way. And if this is how Israel is treating Australian humanitarians, with the whole world watching and listening, then the mind boggles at how it's treating the 1,100-something illegally detained Palestinians that the world is currently ignoring.
While DFAT says it's providing counsel assistance, families say the response from the Australian government has been too slow and too quiet.
There has been no offers of assistance. There has been no offers of applying pressure or speaking with Israel or applying any type of diplomatic measures. There's been nothing. They've been completely left on its own.
The flotilla was a part of a coordinated global effort to break the blockade on Gaza, involving activists from over 40 countries. The boats were unarmed and clearly marked with humanitarian insignia. Talitha Mitchell, spokesperson for Global Movement to Gaza.
It's simply awful. It's very distressing what we have learned. There's just been so many breaches of international law, maritime law, human rights law.
Israel claims the flotilla possessed a security risk, but under international law, the blockade of Gaza has been widely condemned, with the United Nations and the International Court of Justice calling it unlawful and amounting to collective punishment. Since the flotilla was intercepted, over 70 Palestinians have been killed in the ongoing Israeli airstrikes. Talitha Mitchell says the mission was about saving lives, not confrontation.
We have to remember that no crimes have been committed by these civilians. They were sailing in international waters on a mission that is humanitarian. All they were carrying was food aid and hope for Gaza.
Legal experts say this constitutes torture and violates international law, including the Geneva Conventions and the Convention Against Torture.
Their interception and the hijacking of them on the high seas is a breach of maritime law and international law. So I think it's most important in this moment that our Prime Minister and Foreign Minister condemn these attacks. And you also have to remember that there were bombings of the flotilla as well. There were attacks before they were illegally abducted. So we have to condemn.
For Surya's supporters and his family, this is a nightmare, but it's also a test for the Australian government and its willingness to stand up for its citizens and international law. Jessica Mamone says the time for silence is over.
If we're not going to do anything now, then when are we going to act? And if we're not going to assess this from a human being perspective and solely focus on politics, then a poll was released today by YouGov stating that 57% of Australians want Australia to sanction Israel. And these actions will be remembered when it comes to vote next. The families are desperate. We are demanding that they protect our Australian citizens and, instead of being complicit, abide by international laws. We've appealed to everyone with access to a computer to be emailing their representatives, not just about the humanitarians, but for the whole reason that they went.
With global attention on both the detainees and the deepening humanitarian crisis in Gaza, the next moves for the Australian government and its allies may determine the fate of both. This is Momina Shakur for The Wire.